Because you never know what he'll ask you to do next.
George Harrison. And He was very good to me and invited me to play on quite a few different sessions that he was producing for the band, the Apple label. Little did they know. So then he asked me to play on All Things Must Pass, which is George's, well, I think the, of all the Beatles, it was the biggest solo album of all the Beatles at that time. So he's still stuck at the band. So I got to hang out and stay down in his park, Flat Park, and they had just moved into this new place. And there was one room, his music room was the first thing he'd done up. Music room and a bedroom, the kitchen, that was all that was done up. And so I went around the room, looking at all the guitars, and I would test the tuning drum to see what he was into. And I said, that's my dream, don't you steal it. So I stole it, and then I went home and I wrote this one. You guys are all much younger than me, aren't you? probably don't have those problems. Should I just say that? This next one, I started playing guitar when I was just before I was 8 years old, and I then, I think, within a few months, had mastered. Well, I learned Michael Vogelberg and Hang Down with Tom Doom. Those are my big two. And then I decided, I got very bored with those very quickly, and I decided to learn some Eddie Cochran and Buddy Holly songs, but that's what I was really into at 9 years old. And I then joined the Cub Scouts, and I'm proud of that. There is a tongue firmly fixed in my cheek here, ladies and gentlemen. Don't take anything this man says as serious, please. But no, I did join the Cub Scouts, and everyone else had all these proficiency bags. War somewhere. And I wanted to get some, so the easiest one for me to get would be my music proficiency. I had learned, and because I love button, I had learned Peggy Sue. So I decided that would be, and that was the very first time I ever performed in public, even though it was only a small group. And but I got one back. And flash forward to a couple of years ago, Mary Elena, Buddy Holly's widow, reached out to me to the foundation started on Buddy's behalf to teach people with not the funds to do so to teach you. And she had had as many songs as she could get made guitar that he had written. Each guitar is recreated by the same word by and this is one of them. And she gave this to me, and it's called Peggy Sue. So each guitar has a different type. And the other thing about it is that this side, the first 20, which is the one on, you save the original frets from Bubby's guitar. And so there's one blue inside, you can't see it. Or maybe a camera, but one right in the hole there, and so I'm every time I play it, I really do think about it, and sometimes I stick my finger in my hole and I touch it.
Oh, hey, I'm begging you.
And I had decided that I had one more piece of music that I really wanted to put on. And had no lyrics yet. So the assistant engineer from the album, and I got there, said, let's go to the studio tomorrow. Let's go to the New York. So we went in about, I guess, 6, 7 o'clock at night, and we didn't come out till 8:30 in the morning. But it was done, And I just played some music, and on those drums, a little bit. Then I sat around for a couple of hours, so probably, 4 or 5 in the morning, writing the lyrics. Put it on, and by, as I said, by 8:30 in the rail. Suddenly I'm alone, maybe cause it's 5 in the morning. Sleepless nights I have wasted. That's what it is. on those of the Franklin album, which recorded in 1974. Yes, again, I was working with Chris Hindley, engineer producer, in Olympic Studios in London, where we would do their first album, and they wanted to get their first album. Led Zeppelin did their first album. I mean, the Stones did their album, so it's just a good place to go. And I had a fantastic sound of room, and that's why I think it was very musical. So it's a very historic place, and it just reopened. And so Chris said, we were finishing mixing last night, and he said this time, maybe just one more thing to have. And I thought, well, what do you think? He's a fantastic guitar player, singing as well as music. So I'd like to ask you to give the warm welcome to my dear friend, Mr. Gordon Kennedy. Not on top of the universe, there's a camel, so it's Franklin's family. So that's Franklin's There is no electronics on the stage apart from Mr. Carwright's touching the other way. That's all done by Smoke the Mirror. Voice is important. Are you willing to do this to help me out? It's humiliating. You're still willing to do this? I'll be right there with you, okay? I won't leave you out there on your own.
Well, wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Could we have a rehearsal? 1, 2, 3, 4. I didn't want to stop you there. That's very good. You are good. So enough rehearsal. Let's do the real thing. I'll let you know when to do it, okay? Because it sort of happens to me where it doesn't.
Thank you.
She spoke of strangers that don't speak to me. kept on trying, buying time, not waiting on fate. Somehow I got the feeling that I opened my eyes too late. There's no answer. We lived on your doorstep. I made you my wife. I don't need it. Thank you. was up there Cincinnati Ballet, I asked if they could use three or four of Minor Gordon songs to do a project here, which is one woman, one man dance. And I said, absolutely. And I went on the road, didn't hear any more about it, and then they sent me an in-house DVD of the performance, and it just was jaw-dropping to see. I've never seen people do a ballet dance until now, music. So it was not in many years did I do that.
I want to feel better with French music, yeah. That sounds pretty good, yeah. I can just see a pirouette and then it's doing the feel.
So anyway, they got in touch with me after that and said, look, we'd like to do, it went well, and we'd like to do a whole evening of French music. So I went down, I met with them, and saw what they go through to rehearse and dancing. It's just, I mean, some of the dancers, and be some of the best in the world. And, so they said, look, we have this idea where you would perform your normal songs that you do live on a little stage track, and the dancers would dance in front of you, and they'll choreograph to your music. So they said there's three different sets, 20, 25 minutes long, and we have a different choreographer for each act. And so they said, would you please tell us what music you want to do from your act and your stage and your choreographer? I said, well, why don't we do the first and the last of music you know, and then I'll write brand new music for the middle set. Middle act, and they were very pleased about that. And I was scared stiff that I said that. So I called Gordon up and went, hello! And anyway, after we performed it with them, we showed that it was unbelievably work, I'd say the least. Then we went back to, by this time I'm living in Nashville. Recorded it, and it became the CD Hummingbird in the Box. Well, Hummingbird in the Box is a story that I told to Gordon over coffee one morning, and she said, now I'm writing a second star. And when I was very young, we told me that 6 or 7, we'd go over every Sunday to my grandparents' house and tea. And so one day, my grandfather, who's in the Navy, in both worlds, he brought in this ornate box. And I put it down on the table and said, I got the book back from Asia in World War I. And he said, I might want to try another one. So,
okay, Sandra, thank you.
And so I tried to open it. It looked like stuff as well, of course. Stuff. And then stuff. Gordon, and then the color. Anyway, the whole deal, but I often thought about it, and of course I finally learned the sun, the box, give me the box. I gotta learn how to miss it. So finally, I got it open, and then of course no problem. Same thing 5 years later, so, and he still has the book. And so, what it's meant is a life lesson to me that my wife's grandfather showed me in just that one incident that, you know, if you make the right moves, you get to your goal. You know, so I think that's a good life lesson for everybody. As you go along, we don't have the wisdom that we hope we know, but we learn step at a time. Finally, if you make the right moves, you get the right moves. This one's called Hummingbird. Bye. very much. This next one is also from the ballet, and thank you. Now this is the stage from. And you want to be in front of the audience. Not tonight. Now, for my goodness. They do prefer those. We don't tend to do. I'm being a planter. When we started out, we did a lot of acoustic stuff in the first couple of albums. And then as we started playing more live, things got a little heavier, more heavy rock. And we were actually one of the first bands in the community called heavy metal. So I wear that with a friend. Because of that, our direction is changing slightly, but we love it. I mean, we all have these acoustic numbers that we're writing for the next album, but one appropriate anymore. So when I did my first solo record, I had a couple of records I wanted to do. And this one I wrote when everyone was asleep, and happened like very quietly. And so I wrote a love letter, and it goes something like this. By a place in the crowd. Oh, oh, oh. For another day. Oh, oh, oh. He's here. Thank you. to hold hands and sing songs and live life till you're gone. Sang a song, lived their lives till they were gone. Thank you.
Thank you.
that humble pie version of my mother's something greater. And,
if I reach the stars,
So I went out.
Had a swim right there on the other side, and running and I gave him.
must have been a dream. I don't believe where I've been. Come on.
And, and so forth.